While a siren goes by at the corner of Vermont and Beverly here in Los Angeles, this is Bennett, your faithless host, and this is the Weekly News in Review from killradio.org and from the harpers.org website. This was posted Tuesday, September 25th, 2007, by Paul Ford, and it concerns the news of the previous week. Israel, a few days before Yom Kippur, declared that the Gaza Strip is now a hostile entity, and the office of Prime Minister Ehud Olmert, who is under investigation for corruption, announced a collective punishment plan that includes limiting the transfer of goods to the Gaza Strip, cutting back fuel and electricity, and restricting the movement of people to and from the Strip. That sounds like a punishment, all right. Hamas spokesman Fareh Barhoun condemned Israel's criminal terrorist Zionist actions. U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, who recently was denied an audience with the Pope, I think they should take a message from that when the Pope doesn't want to see the Secretary of State. I think that's a message. Anyway, Condi went to Jerusalem to bring peace, and it was reported that not long ago, Vice President Dick Cheney considered asking Israel to launch missiles at an Iranian nuclear site to kickstart a new war. The Senate failed to pass a bill restoring habeas corpus to military detainees, but they did manage to denounce by vote MoveOn.org. General Petraeus, indeed. Senators Joseph Lieberman and John Keel filed an amendment to the 2008 Defense Authorization Bill to classify Iran's Revolutionary Guard as a terrorist organization. And Iran shut its borders with northern Iraq after an Iranian national was detained by U.S. troops and accused of being a member of the Revolutionary Guard. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad attended the United Nations in New York City, and gave a speech at Columbia University. In response to all these people who want to lob missiles at them, he said that there is no war in the offering. And he is a Holocaust revisionist and a 9/11 truther. Meanwhile, Marcel Marceau died quietly. Both Iran and mercenary firm Blackwater USA were accused of smuggling weapons into Iraq. And Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, speaking from a Manhattan hotel, criticized the United States for the recent deaths of civilians at the hands of Blackwater. "Success is shared," he said. "God forbid, failure is also shared. Why don't we get all the U.S. troops out and just have private firms do all the work over in Iraq, huh? Get those mercenaries in there. Hey, you know, that's why we have Guns and Ammo magazine, isn't it?" General Motors workers went on strike. Yeah, I think that started yesterday, right? 70,000 of them? And Raytheon unveiled Silent Guardian, a device that radiates unbearable pain. "You don't have time to think about it," said an executive. "You just run." The ray gun, Raytheon promised, will not be sold to countries with questionable human rights records, although it will be used by the United States in Iraq. By this point, you do understand that the U.S. has killed more people in Iraq just by our presence there, than Saddam ever did. Sherry Shepherd, one of the hosts of The View, was criticized for not knowing for sure whether the earth is round. And a dismissed trial court judge in the Philippines was fighting to be returned to the bench along with his three elves, Angel, Armand, and Louis the Avenger. There were reports of a restaurant in Tokyo where patrons could rape an animal before eating it. When people have got money, and done everything else, said a lawyer who'd had the pork, they turned toward bestiality. Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak was dating actress Kathy Griffin. I hate her. Contestants on American Idol-style talent shows, said China, must henceforth demonstrate perseverance, maturity, confidence, and health. Well, that'll destroy the show in this country if they did that. A rare and valuable white koala was discovered in Australia, and Fox talk show host Bill O'Reilly had dinner in Harlem. There wasn't one person in Sylvia's who was screaming, "Motherfucker, I want more iced tea," said O'Reilly. You know, I mean, everybody was, it was like going into an Italian restaurant in an all-white suburb, in the sense of people were sitting there and they were ordering and having fun. Gee whiz, Mr. O'Reilly, what did you expect at a restaurant anyway? U.S. Homeland Insecurity was noting that some people read when they fly. And a University of Florida student was tasered after his question for Senator John Kerry went on too long. That's what the guy did. He had a website. He liked to, you know, do funny things. At Ocala, Florida, an Ocala, Florida man accused police of tasering him after he refused to drop his Koran. People in Tustin police, I'm sorry, God, today. Police in Tustin, California, tasered a 15-year-old autistic boy, and a taser dart fired at a Vancouver, Washington man ignited the cigarette lighter in his pocket, setting his pants on fire. Sales at Taser International were expected to reach $90 million this year, and you can bet some of the executives at Taser are going to get their heads pounded. 1 million cribs made by Simplicity Inc. and Graco Children's Products were recalled due to the risk of infant suffocation. Oh, those are good cribs. They suffocate the infants. And Denver police were searching for a 3-year-old girl abandoned by her mother and mother's boyfriend. Walk out into your backyard, said police. Look through your dumpsters. Help us find this little girl. She's probably in a black plastic bag or a white plastic bag. A man in St. Paul, Minnesota faced a $5,000 fine for ripping the head off a tame duck in a hotel lobby. And a British man named Anthony Anderson was arrested for urinating on a 57-year-old woman as she lay dying of pancreatic failure. This, yelled Anderson as he was filmed, is YouTube material. You know, you can find anything on YouTube. You know, you want to see pictures of people leaping from the towers on 9/11? Go to YouTube. 20,000 people marched against the junta in Burma. About 400 monks were pushed away from the house where pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi is imprisoned. Love and kindness, read the monk's yellow banner, must win over everything. No, it must not, monks. No, it must not. Love and kindness are just one aspect of the world, and there's also a lot of beating and torture and starvation and all the things that make life on Earth utterly miserable. If you need to see the links to any of these stories, you got to go to the harpers.org website and look up the weekly news and review. This has been Kill Radio's weekly news from Bennett. Thanks for listening. Now, you know, scram.